until he comes. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Watching from the Mount of Olives, they stood there, eyes lifted, hearts burning with a mixture of wonder and confusion. The Mount of Olives was familiar ground, quiet, elevated, rich with prophetic meaning. From there, you could see the city of Jerusalem sprawling in the valley below. That same mountain had echoed with Jesus' teaching and wept with his prayers. But this moment, this was unlike anything they had ever experienced. For 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus had appeared and disappeared, walking through walls, cooking fish on beaches, speaking of the kingdom of God. Every word he said carried a weight it hadn't before the cross. Now, he was gathered with his disciples one last time, not just to comfort them, but to commission them. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, he declared, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Then, without warning, he began to rise, literally ascend, until a cloud enveloped him and he vanished from sight. Silence fell. They kept staring upward, stunned, confused, caught between awe and uncertainty. That's when two angels appeared beside them, saying, This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. That promise changed everything. Jesus had just redefined their mission, empowered them with expectation, and lifted their eyes beyond earthly kingdoms to eternal priorities. No longer were they merely followers. They were witnesses, commissioned to carry the gospel to every corner of the earth. This moment, poised between glory and calling, becomes the lens through which we see our own lives, because we too are standing in that space between his ascension and his return. And just like them, we are called to live full of the Spirit, eyes on the sky, hearts in the harvest, until he comes. Confused about the kingdom? You're not alone. When the resurrected Jesus stood before his disciples, their question was straightforward but deeply revealing. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Their hopes weren't unfounded. For centuries, the Jewish people had clung to promises of a messianic kingdom filled with justice, peace, and prosperity. The prophets described a time when wolves and lambs would lie down together, and nations would stream to Zion to learn the ways of the Lord. Their expectations were political and immediate. Jesus didn't shame their longing, but he did reshape their vision. It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. It wasn't a denial, it was a redirection. Jesus was saying, The future is my Father's domain, but today you have a job. Power for mission. Before Jesus ascended, he gave them a promise bigger than empires and thrones. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. The power Jesus spoke of wasn't for spectacle. It was power for mission, for transformation, for witness. This same Holy Spirit, the breath of God, is our helper, comforter, teacher, and guide. He doesn't just equip us, he fills us. He doesn't just anoint our moments, he dwells in us. Every believer has access to this power, to be bold in faith, to love radically, to live set apart, to speak the gospel with clarity and compassion. This wasn't just a one-time upper room event. It's a continuing invitation, live spirit-filled lives in a sin-filled world. The disciples' minds were wrapped around the fate of Israel. They wanted national restoration. But Jesus' mission stretched wider. His final words sent them from Jerusalem, through Judea, into Samaria, and ultimately to every nation. The promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off. The gospel started in Israel, but was never meant to stay there. It's not chained to one language, one culture, or one people. The kingdom of God is multi-ethnic, multi-generational, and global. Today, the message is still spreading, through churches, mission fields, kitchen tables, and online testimonies. You don't have to cross an ocean to be a missionary. You just have to open your mouth and live your life with Christ at the center. The rapture and the second coming, our blessed hope. The rapture is the moment when Jesus will come in the clouds to catch away his church. It's not a myth or metaphor. It's a literal, transformational event described by the Apostle Paul. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. The rapture isn't meant to scare believers. It's meant to encourage and prepare us. It reminds us that this world is not our home, that the church has a future beyond persecution, suffering, and cultural decay, that we must live alert, pure, and purposeful, watching and working for Christ's return, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. While the rapture is Jesus coming for His church, the second coming is Jesus returning with His church. This event happens after a period of great tribulation. At the end of this time, Jesus will descend visibly from heaven, defeat the Antichrist, judge the nations, and establish His millennial, 1,000-year reign on earth. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. This event will be global and visible. Every eye shall see him. Judgment-filled, Jesus will defeat the forces of evil. Glory-packed, Christ will be revealed in his full majesty and power. The beginning of his kingdom on earth, known as the millennial reign, living in the in-between, we live in the sacred space between these two moments, the rapture, our soon-coming rescue, and the second coming, our returning King's triumph. And in this in-between, we're not called to sit and stare into the heavens like the early disciples. The angel's words echo through time. Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Jesus is coming back, but there's work to do. The Spirit has been poured out. The gospel must go forth. The lost must hear. The church must be ready. You are called to live every day with urgency, expectation, and obedience, not just watching, but witnessing. The world feels chaotic. Evil often seems louder than good. Injustice grows while truth is mocked, but none of this surprises God. Jesus will return, the trumpet will sound, the clouds will part, the King will appear. And when He does, may He find you, filled with the Spirit, faithful in your witness, pure in your walk, focused on your mission. Maybe you started strong, praying fervently, sharing your faith, living ready for Jesus' return. But somewhere along the way, busyness crept in. Doubt whispered, comfort seduced. That's how the Church of God Grill was born, a ministry that started as a church and slowly drifted into a restaurant until only the name remained. Don't let that be your story. Jesus didn't give us a checklist. He gave us a charge. Be my witnesses. Watch for my return. Stay full of the Spirit. Stay focused on the mission. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Closing prayer. Heavenly Father, you are the author of time and the King of eternity. Thank you for sending Jesus, for redeeming my soul, and for preparing a place for those who love you. I confess, Lord, that I often get distracted by the temporary and lose sight of the eternal. Forgive me for drifting from the mission. Fill me again with your Spirit, power, boldness, purity, and joy. Help me live as a witness, speak with your love, and serve with urgency. May my life point others to you. Keep my heart watchful, my hands busy for your kingdom, and my eyes fixed on the skies, until you come. In the name of Jesus, amen.